Halima Yunus says Israel considers her existence a threat just because she's a Palestinian. A refugee who was forced out of her home in 1948, now she's threatened to be evicted again. She's been living in this cave in Masafer Yatta in the southern Hebron Hills for decades. The 80-year-old gave birth to her children here in the very same cave and tells us she doesn't want to be buried anywhere else.
Our suffering is not over. As long as we are here, they are brutalizing us. If they just leave us and let us be, we'd have a good life.
Halima grew up witnessing shrinking Palestinian lands and more illegal Israeli settlements. Locals here have recently lost a 20-year legal battle to allow them to stay. They had little hope in Israeli justice. Like many other Palestinians, they believe Israel's Supreme Court is part of whitewashing the occupation. For decades, Israel has been using different methods to strip Palestinians out of their land. Closed military areas, weapons ranges, natural reserves, and state lands are all but some ways to push Palestinians out. At the same time, Israeli settlements considered illegal under international law are expanding on those very same lands.
Every year, Palestinians mark Nakba, which means catastrophe in Arabic. That's when more than 700,000 people were forced out of their homes by the creation of Israel. 74 years on, many here say that Nakba isn't just a memory, but a reality. With Israeli land grabs, evictions, and illegal settlement expansion, they want the world to know that Nakba is continuing every day.
Those who left their homes thinking they'll be back within days have had their children and grandchildren born in refugee camps. Refugees in Palestine and the diaspora exceed 6 million people. Around 10,000 refugees live in the Fawar refugee camp near Hebron City, south of the occupied West Bank. Since its establishment in 1948, its population has tripled. Ahmed Anati usually volunteers to organize fun activities with children. While he teaches them songs about return, he does not think it's possible in his lifetime.
I've lost hope. Not that I don't want to return, but the situation and what they have planned for us suggests that it's over. We've lost our lands. They sold us out.
As time passes, the waiting goes on, and Palestinians now are even struggling to stay on the little land that is left.
Accountability is the main word here. People have come and they say that they want justice for Shireen and for all the other Israeli crimes. People here say they have no doubt that Israel killed Shireen. They say that Israel is not only targeting Palestinians, but also journalists who are spreading the word out about what's happening to Palestinians who have been living under a military occupation for decades.